Welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of education news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline. As AI advances, UW transforms the curriculum of its computer science program. As AI advances, the University of Washington is transforming the curriculum of its computer science program to better prepare students for a future dominated by artificial intelligence. The Paul G. Allen School of Computer Science and Engineering is among the institutions making significant changes. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also playing a role in shaping the future of AI. Investors can find more information about D-Wave Quantum Inc. on their newsroom website. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit their website. Intellum and OpenSesame announced strategic partnership to accelerate scalable learning for modern workforces. Intellum and OpenSesame have announced a strategic partnership to provide accessible learning solutions for organizations looking to enhance performance and growth through impactful training. By integrating OpenSesame's extensive course catalog with Intellum's learning platform, businesses can deliver tailored training efficiently and at scale. This collaboration addresses the increasing demand for customizable, data-driven learning solutions in today's fast-paced environment. With features like curated course access, simplified integration, real-time insights, and scalable learning across audiences, this partnership aims to empower organizations to drive tangible results and support professional growth. Learn more about Intellum and OpenSesame's collaborative efforts to revolutionize learning at their respective websites.
State Roundup. ICE arrests have doubled. EPA says offshore wind permit invalid. State struggles with climate goals. ICE arrests in Maryland have doubled under President Donald Trump's campaign to deport immigrants, with federal agents raiding worksites and removing individuals. Offshore wind project off Ocean City faces setback as EPA deems state's air quality permit invalid. Maryland struggles to meet ambitious climate goals, aiming for 60% emission reduction by 2031. Governor Wes Moore appoints Ed Rothstein to lead Department of Veterans and Military Families. Maryland joins 24 states in lawsuit against Trump administration over frozen education funds. Supreme Court allows Trump to cut U.S. Education Department personnel. Baltimore County's Inspector General's selection process disrupted by Baltimore County Executive Klaus Meyer. Maryland Democrats join calls to release Jeffrey Epstein files. Congressman Jamie Raskin advocates for free speech. Baltimore's federal delegation highlights city's progress despite potential disruptions from Trump administration. Opinion criticizes Senator Chris Van Hollen's opposition to FBI HQ move. Ben Jealous on leave from Sierra Club Post amid management criticism.
The Piyush Playbook climbs Amazon charts, launches new era in recruiting for overlooked offensive linemen. The PUSH Playbook by Dr. Derrickard McCoy is making waves in the football world, focusing on the often overlooked position of offensive linemen. The book introduces the PUSH framework, providing a blueprint for linemen to take control of their recruiting journey. Dr. McCoy's own journey from a struggling student athlete to a successful professor and mentor fuels the mission behind Football IQ, a platform dedicated to developing offensive linemen through custom evaluations and recruiting strategies. The brand is also leading a research initiative at Benedict College to elevate their football program using advanced scouting and AI applications, aiming to revolutionize the recruiting culture and create more opportunities for underrepresented student athletes.
Dr. Zachary Solomon establishes Pioneering Medical Technology Grant to cultivate next-generation innovators in healthcare advancement. A pioneering initiative has been launched with the establishment of the Dr. Zachary Solomon Medical Tech Grant, aimed at supporting undergraduate students passionate about integrating technology into patient care. This grant seeks to foster innovation in healthcare technology and nurture talent to drive future breakthroughs. Applicants must be enrolled in an accredited undergraduate program in the U.S., pursuing careers related to medicine, biomedical engineering, or health technology. To apply, candidates must submit an original essay addressing a pressing healthcare issue and proposing a medical tech innovation. The selected recipient will receive a $1,000 award, with submissions due by March 15, 2026. Dr. Zachary Solomon, a distinguished cardiothoracic surgeon, brings his expertise and forward-thinking perspective to this initiative, reflecting his dedication to inspiring the next generation of healthcare innovators.
The Zala Foundation celebrates graduation of 409 participants from transformative Discover Yourself program. The Zala Foundation recently celebrated a major milestone with the graduation of 409 participants from its Discover Yourself program, a personal empowerment initiative running for 2 years. The emotional event brought together both young and old from the town of Jose Maria Morelos and surrounding areas, focusing on self-awareness, resilience, and community building. Zala, a sustainable community in Mexico, aims to set a new standard for placemaking, integrating hospitality, agriculture, and cultural preservation. The foundation's holistic approach includes personal development, entrepreneurship, and cultural preservation, with a focus on creating pathways for sustainable community-led growth. Looking ahead, the Zala Foundation is preparing local artisans, suppliers, and agricultural producers to participate in Zala's regenerative luxury economy, ensuring the community thrives culturally and economically as the region evolves. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.